Okay, so welcome everybody. We're going to call to order the Community Development Block Grant, the first public hearing for that. And so we're going to be asking for public input or discussion. There will be a roll going around. You'll need to put your name and your address on there so that we can account for who is here at this meeting. So if anybody has any thoughts or ideas, come to the mic, state your name and your address. Seeing none, we'll adjourn from the public hearing then, and we will call our regular meeting or our work session back to order. The time is 7:01. Okay, department head reports. While she's signing that, we'll start with you, Skyler.
Okay, my report will be relatively short, so just a couple things. This will make Lynette happy. We started in the other interim. So nope, so we did start up there. There's a process that we have to go through to get rid of evidence.
Get my email back.
Yeah, I replied to you. And so I believe it was found property. We sent an email, found property, Mayor Bourne, and then Marcy is going to do the required posting. And then we'll start getting rid of that if it's not claimed, and then go through the cases and get rid of what we can that way. So I've been up there twice in the last week, and it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So we are working on it. So, okay, we're still waiting on our body cam grant that we applied for. I thought it would be around the 15th we'd hear back. I have not heard back yet on that. January 6th, we have a new officer starting with our department, Officer Estrada. He's got past experience with North Park and Box Elder County Sheriff's Office. And so he will be filling one of our roles as a patrol officer, and that will make us 100% staffed.
He's been at North Park and who?
The Sheriff's Office. So he's currently working in the jail for the Sheriff's Office.
For Box Elder.
Yes.
For CAP.
Yep. Yep, so I'm excited. Bring some things to the department that we don't have right now. And then
will that fill all the?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll fill all the bars. So the only open spot we have is we have a sergeant allocation that's open. But it's not an additional number, it's a promotion. So we have one sergeant spot we can promote, and that we've met with full. Biggest thing I'm most excited about, we did our sub for Santa as a police department again. Today we went and did shopping for some of those families. It's looking like, and we actually had people reach out to us from outside of Garland and Tremont City, and the Fraternal Order of Police actually stepped up and donated some funds to help with that. So we'll have four families that we're going to be able to help with Christmas this year. And we'll get that delivered next week to them. Near the end of this week, and then we're also going to be able to get a dinner through the food pantry provided for Christmas.
Awesome. Wow.
So we're excited about that. It's fun to see the officers get together and donate leave for this or money. So and then there's some questions for Jeanette. Did you hear back from the helicopter company? Okay. I've seen the emails going back and forth for a while. I don't know if you got that resolved.
Yes. Depending on if there's an emergency, so to plan on them.
Okay. Well, that's all I've got for you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Lynette.
Okay. So we are still collecting. I extended till the end of the week to collect the survey. So I put it back out on Facebook, and hopefully we'll have some come in. I had about 15 turned in to me, and I think there was 15 to 20 that were done online. So they said that was a good number to start. I gave them the information that they requested. We're still missing some information, and I'll just get that from Charlotte later when she comes back. Yeah. How many did the kids do? About 200?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Between 175 and 200.
Yeah. Plus online. There's a couple of them that I saw that don't fit the parameters, but I'm happy that they filled it out anyway. Some people that came into the city, you know what, it's good information, so that works. And then as far as the preparedness fair, we're getting a really good list. Now we have people reaching out wanting to come and be a vendor for us. So so far I have, so the garland, so for emergency management, and then the library. And the library is going to sponsor the classes that will be upstairs. I have my 4-H club is going to come and do pet preparedness, but then the main animal keeper from Zootaw, from the zoo over in Logan, is going to come and help them with pet preparedness and promote Zootaw. She's a cute gal. It'll be really fun. And then Skylar's and the police department, they're going to do fingerprinting, and I've got a camera and I'll get you film, so you can just take an Instax picture, the Instax pictures. So Box Elder Emergency Management's coming, Box Elder Search and Rescue's coming. They're going to probably bring drones and vehicles for demos. Tremonton Emergency Management is coming. The MRC, Bureau of Mental Health, and then the Suicide Coalition, and then the Opioid Coalition asked if they could come.
Oh, good.
I said, why not? The more the merrier. Yeah, so then is it Air Life? Is that the, so Air Life, and they'll have to land over at the
State Center.
At the State, yeah, State Center. And then we've still got physical therapy for fall prevention and then insurance. So I'll have the flyer done tomorrow, and I'll just send everybody kind of a save the date, and this is what we're doing. And so if anybody else wants to come, let me know, and I'll just start counting tables and how we set up in the armory, and we'll probably need to save some space out in the parking lot for search and rescue for drones. And it's kind of cool, but it's kind of not if Mark brings his big Sherpa vehicle. It's really fun to look at.
Is that going to interfere, though, with people parking here to come to it? Is that parking lot, should we think it's...
Well, you don't want them to have to go too far, and it wouldn't take, I mean, we just have to walk off.
The parking lot at the Tabernacle where they're going to walk over there is because the helicopter...
Well, you can't fly drones and helicopters in the same airspace because they'll ground.
Well, no, but once the helicopter is landed, could the drones...
What time are they coming?
No time has been set. I told them the time of the activity, and they were going to... As it got closer, they would let us know.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to, let's figure that out later.
That's separate.
You have to keep them separate in separate areas because they'll have to file a flight plan. They'll have to file flight plans with the, they've got it for the drones. And so we don't even want them in the same airspace because the helicopter will bank off and won't come back. So we'll look at that and we'll figure out something else. So if you know anybody else that wants to come, I still haven't got a reply from the fire department, so maybe if you can ask the officers. I've asked them if they'll do station tours and have the have the bays open and available. I just can't get a response.
It was discussed, but I guess we didn't see
somebody needs to say yes or no to me, and then if you could.
Well, now, what do you think of that out of our city newsletter as a save the date?
I'm going to do the flyer tomorrow because the Opioid Coalition wanted it and MRC wanted it.
So could we put it in this newsletter that's going to go out for January?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay.
So will you send that to...
Mm-hmm. I'll do a full-page flyer, and then I'll do a... Because you probably don't want a full page in there. Yeah, and then I'll do a smaller one for Save the Day.
Great.
So last week I was in Florida for that national conference, and with some of the presentations, it was really good to see some of the preparedness stuff that we're doing here in Garland City. We've either already done or are doing... So it was just nice to validate that we're on the right track. Cybersecurity worries me a little bit. And then the only other question I have is about emails. We only have a couple more months till we have to have new emails, so.
I've got my
mail out to them, so they're...
Okay, we need to get them moving on that, because it takes people a while to, when you change your email addresses, it takes them probably 5 or 6 times before they realize, oh, they're not getting those emails, they have a new email address.
When is the deadline for that to be changed over?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yeah, that is coming.
So I think that's all. Do you have any questions for me? And I have on the survey, they're working with some data, so as soon as I hear back from them on when the engineering team is going to come out, then I'll let you know. And did I tell you the information that FEMA got was from HAZUS? But I don't know that it's updated, so we might have to drive around as soon as I get that information back from Bragg. So they're getting it from a federal database, but I don't know how often that database is uploaded. Probably outdated, because I still only had one house. And because it's a new person doing it, I think she's confused on how she's supposed to do it. She wants us to do mitigation strategies before she gives us our risks. I already know kind of what she's looking for, so I know how to do it, but I want that printed, and I want it updated so I can see where we need to go around and make those changes. So as soon as I get that, then I'll let you know. We can go do that. So,
thank you.
You're so welcome.
Are you on
that? Yes.
Where do you want those new certifications sent to?
Charlotte. Just send an email to Charlotte.
Okay.
And
I gave her those that you gave to me to put here.
Okay.
Yeah, so she puts them in a file. She keeps them in a file. She has a spreadsheet that she updates.
Okay.
And in February, I'll be doing an ICS train the trainer class from FEMA. So then we can do our... We still need to do a 401, 402, 406, whatever, so.
Okay.
Okay.